I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And welcome to LaVon and Miss Nene, Family Fun in the Kitchen. And we're going to be sharing with you, Miss Nene has this wonderful recipe that if you would like to make a special dessert for an Easter dinner, I think this would be a showstopper.
It's a wonderful recipe because it's light and airy, but yet it still has chocolate in it, LaVon, and I'm all for that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty filling. But remember, we can cut it in small pieces.
Yes, and that's the key with any dessert as far as that goes. This is a recipe for chocolate mousse cake, and interestingly, the source is quite unusual because I was reading one of my favorite fiction books. It's a mystery book, and the author is Leslie Meyer. This particular book happened to be called Gingerbread Cookies and Gunshots, and she highlights favorite recipes of hers within the story that she weaves in these little mystery, fluffy mysteries is what I call them. But I was particularly taken with the recipe for chocolate mousse cake because I do enjoy chocolate, and I was ready to play with a recipe that was a little lighter and airier. And let me tell you, my husband and I just ate this and enjoyed it so well because it was such a nice light dessert. It includes very few ingredients: butter, chocolate chips, eggs, sugar, vanilla, and cream of tartar. And of course, LaVon, where can our listeners get this recipe?
Well, of course, they can go to our website for one thing. It's always there along with our program that you can get anytime after Saturday morning at 7:45. Or if you can't get your website, just give us a call. Mm-hmm. Send us a note. We'd love to get those, and we'd be sure to get the recipe to you.
Yes, exactly. Now, this chocolate mousse cake, taken from this library book, was so fun to make because it's neat to get out the mixer and start beating here and beating there. Well, my mixer did a little overtime with this because in one bowl, I needed to beat egg yolks, and there's 7 eggs, so I had to separate the eggs from the yolks from the whites. It beats the egg yolks with 3/4 cup of sugar, and the mixer's on for about 5 minutes. So it doesn't matter if you have a handheld mixer or a stand mixer, you're going to be in that beating process for at least 5 minutes. Perhaps some of you don't have an electric mixer. Then it's a lot of beating that you will need to do.
You're going to have to develop a little muscle there. Mm-hmm. So how can you tell? I mean, it says 5 minutes, but how does the color of the yolks change?
Usually the color of the yolks gets to be more a lemony color. The texture of the batter will look light and frothy, and those are indications that tell you that it's probably beaten enough. Then with this recipe, the melted chocolate butter mixture that has been cooled is put in with this egg yolk sugar mixture. In a separate bowl, then, the 7 egg whites are beaten separately. And you and I have had conversation about how fast should those whites be beaten? Should they be beaten on a slow speed, medium speed, high speed? How does that affect the beating of the white?
You know, in my past life, I've always just turned that mixer as high as it would go. But just recently, I was reading that it probably is better not to beat them quite that fast. Now, I can't tell you why. I'm not sure if you can tell people why either. But
yes.
But your method, which is not on the highest speed,
correct,
is the correct
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. And I have the luxury of having 2 electric mixers set up at once. And so I'm usually beating the egg whites or the egg yolks first, and because that's a 5-minute procedure. And then about halfway through that, as that is beating, I will start the beating of the egg whites in my other mixer. And I put that on a medium speed because I want everything to kind of come together at the same time. But now that I have the egg whites beaten to a soft peak form, until it is a soft peak form, that's another question, LaVon. What's soft peak? What's hard peak? How do we know
that? Does
it
make a difference? And I think it really does make a difference that if you read your recipe and it tells you a certain one, as this recipe does, that's mm-hmm. what you need to do. Don't, because egg whites you can beat until they're just stiff and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll kind of break, I think, when you try to fold them in. And you don't want that to happen.
Correct. Not in this recipe. Now, there might be some recipes that require that. We talked earlier about a baked meringue might need that egg white baked until mm-hmm. it's of a dry consistency. But this one is until a soft peak forms. And that's when you use the tip of a spatula or a spoon and dip down into that egg white mixture. When you bring that tip of that spoon or spatula up and that egg white folds over a little bit, then that's a soft peak. If it's a stiff peak, that peak will stand straight up.
Yes,
yep, just like a mountain peak.
Yes.
So anyway, those are different recommendations as far as beating egg whites and the consistency. Well, this does take a egg white beaten until a soft peak form. Now then, I had to mix the whites into that yolk sugar chocolate mixture. And to do that, that's another specific folding mixing technique. It's easy to say, stir those egg whites right into that egg yolk mixture, but that's not what we want to do. We've worked hard, the mixture's worked hard to get air incorporated into that egg white mixture. Now we want to make sure that we don't lose a lot of that air in folding the whites into the yolks.
That's, you mentioned several times that this dessert is light. And mm-hmm. of course, this is what helps make it light, is because you whipped both the yolks and then the whites and incorporated that air.
Yes. And I do not use a spoon when I fold in whites with yolks. I use a wire whisk. I have a variety of sizes of wire whisks because I think that does a very good job of helping keep the air into the batter. A spatula could be used, a rubber spatula, a silicone spatula could be used as well.
And it's just then turning it mm-hmm. over, and rather than stirring, which I think of stirring as going around, folding is kind of over and under and mm-hmm. over and under.
And there's a lot of action in the wrist. You mm-hmm. turn your wrist, have that tool in your hand, and turn the wrist at the same time you're turning the bowl. So it might take a little practice, but it's certainly a way to combine the airiness of the whites with the thickness of the yolks. And then this mixture is poured into an ungreased 9-inch diameter springform pan. Now, it was recommended to use a springform pan because after the cake is baked and cooled, it's just so easy to unsnap the ring around that cake, and the cake is right there and you don't have to do anything with it. I would say that you could probably put that mixture into a 9-inch round cake pan, but you will not be able to take it out of the pan. You will have to be able to serve from within that pan.
Could you, what would you think about using parchment paper if you're using the cake pan? That
yes.
would make it easier, perhaps, to get out.
It could, but you'll have to be able to perhaps get a bent-handle spatula underneath
right.
it, on the side, inside of that cake pan, and underneath that paper in order to lift up where you can gently pull the cake out. Now, the fun mm-hmm. thing about this cake is when it comes, and when it's baking, it raises very well in the oven. But when it comes out of the oven, it's going to start to fall. So don't be disturbed if it falls and the top cracks.
I ruined it.
That's what it's supposed to do. And so then after it's cooled all together, put it into the refrigerator because it uses a
Remember
lot of eggs.
Remember, there's 7 eggs
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just let it cool. And we served it with homemade whipped cream and raspberry sauce, and it was lovely.
Yummy. Yes. And, you know, as you were going down through those ingredients, you know, mm-hmm. you said butter and chocolate chips and eggs and sugar and vanilla. I didn't hear you say flour.
There is no flour in this. No, not in a mousse cake.
So this is especially nice if you happen to have somebody who is gluten-free.
Exactly.
This would be a really wonderful dessert. And those people who are really, truly on a gluten-free diet would really appreciate you. And it's yummy.
It is. And oftentimes, as I'm told, I have not experienced that because I'm not gluten intolerant, is that some gluten-free desserts don't have the taste appeal as what those made with flour do or with gluten. But this is one that's certainly an exception to that. And what a wonderful dessert for any time.
Yes, very special, very pretty. Be sure to check out the picture on the website because mm-hmm. you'll have it there along with the recipe. But again, let us know if you want us to send you this recipe.
Exactly. We'd love to do that. Now, remember, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.